to you? Did you call them my, what'd you say?
My friends or, not like, I don't know if they ever said anything like buddies or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just friends.
What kind of games did you all play when you were coming up?
We played war a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
what'd you use for guns?
Play guns. I had a lot of play guns in the house.
And what would you do? Would it be a particular war, or would it be all
no,
war?
No, we were just out playing. Hiding and shooting each other.
Would you have walkie-talkies or anything?
Yeah, I had walkie-talkies one time when I was little, too.
And any other games you think of?
Well, like basketball and football.
Mm-hmm. All the sports?
Yeah.
What about a new kid? If a new kid came in to play your school, would there be anything, any kind of process you put him through, or any kind of thing you'd make him do to show that he was one of your group?
No.
Okay, what about hide and games? Do you ever play any hide and
games? Hide and seek.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Can't think of anything.
How about some line games or running games?
Tag.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play that Red Rover?
Yeah.
Okay. What is any ring games?
Ring.
You know, marbles or
games? Oh, no.
What about ball? You said football and basketball. But how about 10-can games? You ever play any 10-can games?
No.
Okay. What about knife, rope, marble, and jacks games? None of those? Do you ever play mumbly peg or a knife? Okay. What kind of parties did you have when you were coming up? Like
mainly birthday parties. All out, because I live out in the country. And that's about the only time I ever had any parties on my birthday. Mm-hmm.
And when you got a little bit older and started having the girls start having parties with the boys, what kind of parties did you have then?
I don't know any particular name for them.
What did you usually do at those parties?
You'd sit around and listen to music.
What kind of
you could
music?
Play games, or usually rock type music.
Rock and roll, and
yeah.
How would it be played? Would it?
On the stereo.
Okay, and would it be 45? What kind of record would it be? Record?
Depends on who it was.
Uh-huh.
If it was girls, a lot of times they had 45s. Guys mostly had albums or tapes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we would play games like, you take people out in the woods, and they're blindfolded or something, they had to find their way back to the house.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that one?
I can't think of the name for it. Usually now what happened was a girl went with you and never came back.
Which made it awful fun anyway. What kind of dances did you do?
I grew up on square dancing.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I've been on two square dance teams and all that. But,
what's the difference between square dancing and buck dancing? How would you
All right. Buck dancing is what you do when you're square dancing.
I see.
Square dancing is a set you go through, and buck dancing is what you do when you stand there and dance.
Individually. So how would you describe the steps in buck dancing?
They're just, originally it was, I guess, heel to toe. You start out heel to toe dancing, and then you just get to where you can slide on one foot, then you can do anything. When you get to where you can balance on one foot. And I do differentiate very much between buck dancing and clogging. And
that's something. What's the difference between those
and
two?
I have no respect at all for cloggers.
Now, what exactly is clogging? Now, they have a big thing here on campus each year, and they have a buck dancing contest.
Right.
And now, sometimes cloggers will get into those contests. Now, what is the difference? I've noticed that when I watched it earlier, the cloggers make a big deal about jumping around all over. Whereas the buck dancers seem to have a kind of nice little classic dance.
Usually cloggers too, it's more in the heel. They'll stomp and they come down.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do a step, they use their whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can do most anything with my feet,